Hey there, how you doing?
I'm going to kill you. I am going to kill you.
5 minutes. Are you serious?
5 minutes late to a live radio show.
Yeah, you've been like 7, 10 minutes before. So, you know what? Leave me off, buddy. Welcome back to No Source Needed. In case whoever was sitting here before I was said it already. Yeah. How's everyone doing? It is 5 minutes past 4 o'clock to Alex's rage, but
yeah.
The guy who's not even on the show was here before you.
Damn, that's me.
Is that what you think of him? Really? Yeah, God, it's all coming out now, isn't it, Jude? So, lads, how are we getting on?
Like, Jude's back.
Alex, I'll ask you in a second, and you need some time to cool down. Jude, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Fine.
Okay. Just become Alex's show.
I mean, Jude, proceed. Tell me about you.
I'm good. Studying, you know.
Yeah.
Grinding out the bull, getting my money's worth in there. In that bad boy.
You'd need to be fair.
You would.
You would want to. And yeah, I suppose I'll come to you now, sir. Alex?
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm good, yeah. I'm good.
What's going on with you?
I got nominated.
For what exactly?
For a student media award.
Oh! Woo! If I could find a soundbite that would be like appropriate for that.
I'll just pretend to do it. I'll go, whoa.
Yes, we're going to, okay, clip Woo! That. Yeah, no, it's pretty great. He got a little nomination for his... His interview with Micheál Martin about the genocide in Palestine, and we are so very proud of him because Alex deserves it. And
he does.
He works so much harder than I do, and it needs to be said, and I think it's evident today anyways. But all the same, you deserve to be in that room, my friend, and we're all so happy for you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, a bit weird that you won't let Kane go, though.
Yeah, oh. I mean, like, look, it's just a thing where I wanted to support you, but it's just the way it be, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, just in your honor, I wanted to play a song that you love also very dearly.
Okay.
So this is Wet Dream by Wet Leg.
Did I say here we go?
Did you enjoy that?
It's fine.
You love that song, don't you?
His favorite song.
In honor of you, I just needed to celebrate you with the adequate with the adequate song. And I think I did that with absolute class and
okay,
decorum.
Lads.
Getting on with the show.
I'm going to take you back to December 2023.
Not there.
Anywhere but there.
We were in a great time in our lives. College Christmas had just finished up.
Incorrect. Well, that's not incorrect.
I had just had my work Christmas party.
That went well.
My birthday was just around the corner.
That was the happiest day I think I've ever experienced.
My birthday, phenomenal.
And Jude just smiled throughout.
Yeah, Jude, yeah. You were fine.
I'm fine. I just like to put it up for you guys.
So,
give me a bit more if I didn't.
I'll take you back to that wonderful time. That wonderful time where just a look in each other's eye could get us to go for a pint because we needed it that badly.
It happened yesterday. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I had a job interview. Jude was like crying in the library, and he comes out to me because I hadn't seen Jude like in what, 2 weeks? Like,
it was about 2 weeks, well, yeah, two and a half weeks.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
And So by the time that I had, you know, actually seen him, I think I could just
after
see
about 6 hours in the library.
Like, the despair in this man's eyes. My heart was actually just like.
But when I saw you getting points, I got a bit of FOMO, lads.
Of course, that's the point.
He took advantage of it. He seen the sadness in my eyes, and he went pint. And there was a question mark at the end of his little sentence, but. That man knew.
Don't get me wrong. I had thought about that when I was going to meet you because I kind of text you on the way, be like, oh yeah, Jude's gonna be in the library all day. I might see if he just wants to pop out, grab a coffee.
To be fair, it was half an hour.
Get a bite of food. Yeah, exactly. Like
grab a coffee. Is that cold?
But yeah, it was so funny that by the time we kind of sat down, just, you know, had a little catch up, and I think there was maybe like a half second silence. It was by the time that I had, you know. My eyes glistened as I looked into yours and I said that one faithful syllable that
glistened
makes
is the word. What did I keep saying?
Glinted. Glazed?
I kept saying glinted yesterday.
Glizzy? Is that what you were saying? That's weird, man. What the hell is up with you?
Yesterday I kept saying...
Alice gulps glizzies. Glizzy gulper?
You just love hot dogs, man. What's so funny about it?
I missed us.
Alex, the type of guy to say I missed this.
I needed this.
Okay, so... I'll take you back to the happy time where points were flowing and sadness was
also flowing.
Yeah.
Not
and
from me.
Tears were flowing and so were the points. Anyway, I'll think back to that podcast, one of our best episodes ever. And we gave each other New Year. Hi, Timmy. We gave each other New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
You remember it?
Yeah. They didn't get fixed, guys.
Some examples. Were. I don't know if we can say some of them.
No, definitely not. Can't.
I can't. The one of them. One of them. I wrote not particular name, and I just thought it'd be really funny. Whoever opened it,
I think it was me for most of them. all the bad ones.
No, I think that you opened the really bad one. Yeah, I had said yes. Yeah.
Where you told me to do something to myself.
Again, if this was a podcast, we could for sure say this. But so one thing that definitely has sort of been impacted and changed since then, Alex's cargos, where are they gone?
My cargos, I haven't worn my cargos in a long time because of your bullying, man.
Yes.
That's why I don't like you in real life. It's actually just insane. I'd wear the cargos and I could feel the look, like looking at my cargos, and he's just like, nice pants, man.
Now that I actually look at it, you know the way I was saying those new jeans you got are kind of more my type of jeans, Keen?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually just Alex jeans.
Ooh.
You're wearing the same jeans right now. Audio listeners, love you to death. You're wearing the
exact... We're wearing the exact same jeans.
Aw, that's
you're
so nice.
You're wearing pretty similar jeans.
That's very nice.
You're just making them into yourself.
I'm fine with that because, you know, I like these.
That's okay. I'm going to bring the cargos back.
I think you should.
Yeah, no. I recently bought a new pair of cargos. They're dark grey, and you like them.
I do, actually.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring the beige ones back.
Okay, it'll take some getting used to and some adjusting, but I think for you, because you are my friend in real life, I can absolutely
supposedly
cope with that. And I really appreciate you as a person.
Thank you.
No bother.
Nice voice break. Sorry. Sorry.
Some of these New Year's resolutions we talked about on the podcast before were, I remember some of them. One was fix them teeth.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, God, I was like, I mean, I'm still a bit of a langer these days, but oh, God, December me was something else.
You were a grumpy
boy.
You
were sad me.
Sad man.
You're a hate myself me.
I was genuinely like miserable mean. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it was funny for the, what, how long was that episode? Like an hour, 10 minutes
it
or something?
It was an hour and a half.
One of the longer ones.
Yeah. Is that one of the, I thought the first one that we did with Jude was the longest one.
No.
That was 1:05, 1:06 or something.
Our longest episode is the one with Shannon. It was like 2 hours nearly.
Yeah, that's like an hour 40 at least.
Yeah.
But Jude, I would like to say I'm very sorry for what I had said back then. It was not nice and not good to
not good to put out there.
When the sun comes out and you feel a little bit better, so you take it back.
Yeah, honestly.
It's a bit sunnier.
Next winter, though.
Next winter, lads. Stay away. Stay away.
So, how do you think you've all progressed? We're nearly at the end of the school year, college year. How do you think we've all progressed?
Real spill, lads. We haven't done a real spill in a minute.
Sorry.
I'm so much better these days.
Yes. Oh my god.
It's actually ridiculous. Like, okay, think of it. I know it's the joke. So, Kian's the grumpy one. And don't get me wrong, I still am. And
yeah, Alec, definitely still there.
Like, and Alex still like regularly pisses me off. But however, And very easily, mind you. But that's more of a me thing.
Very easily,
it
mind you.
It is a me thing, man. It's such a me thing. But I genuinely have just... I don't know. I feel like there has been a bit of evolution there.
There has been growth in you. Like, yeah. You're happy at least for an hour a day, which is...
phenomenal.
I'm actually... I tell you guys... Like, I have a lot more energy these days as well.
You do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was just because... I don't know, you do the things that you need to do to kind of fix the problems that have been existing for quite some time.
It's all about just accepting the fact you need to fix them, isn't it?
Yeah, and I was happy to, you know. It was just a thing where, like, I don't know, like, see, I feel like, you know, everyone kind of puts themselves into boxes, and I definitely found myself being in one via my own character, I suppose, and... it was just, I don't know, I guess I kind of figured out what I was at that time and just said, okay, that's it. I'm just that. Whereas after New Year's, you just get exhausted by it, don't you?
You do. You get exhausted of being down on yourself, I think.
And yeah, I mean, look, I feel like I could, you know, get a few, get some giggles here and there off the 2E and whoever else from just being the cranky one, but like, oh man, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And
I can't imagine it's great.
It's really not, yeah. And like, just... Imagine that for 8 years of your whole life. Sorry, yeah. Downer lads.
Only eight.
So me at 12, man. Something just clicked.
Oh, wow. Frontal lobe.
Dude, I tell you what, man. The drum conjurers, they killed me. That entrance exam hit me.
I forgot about entrance exams.
I know, yeah. Like, yeah. They did nothing. Really?
I was the type of guy that studied for it.
I went to a public school. There was nothing about an entrance exam that was going to get me rejected from it. Like,
real.
Just saying, I killed it.
Alex, did you go to a public school?
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. You strike me as the type of guy that didn't.
Do you think Glanmire was a... private school?
But you look like that. You
look like you went
that.
To Dublin instead.
Yeah, no, you look like a Christian brother.
Prez, actually.
Oh, really?
My dad was Prez, so I suppose I could have gone there if I wanted to.
Yeah,
but I didn't want to.
Prez lineage.
Yeah. Continue the legacy. Like,
did you ever watch the clip on Two Johnnies they have called D4 Dad?
No.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's like an Agony Aunt thing, but except it's like he's doing a thing. Yeah, it's so funny. He does the South Dublin accent, and he's like, you know, like giving advice, but he does it in the South Dublin persona. Yeah. It's so brilliant.
I think I've seen it a couple of times on TikTok.
Some fella, he'll like text him and be like, look, lads, I'm going out with this girl at the minute, but you know, she's she doesn't pay for anything when we go on the dates, and she loves cocktails. Like, I don't know, like, I don't know if I can keep financing this, to be honest, you know. And then John, what's his, the one that isn't John B, he just goes
the other John.
Yeah, the other Johnny.
There's two 50% chance of getting it right.
Is the one that isn't Keen.
Yeah, exactly,
because nobody remembers the name Alex.
But he just goes to him and is like, look man, if you want to go posh, you gotta have dosh.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Those lads are fun.
Absolute horse.
They are fun.
Absolute horseplay.
So,
but yeah.
We're getting off topic.
Alex, how have you evolved?
Pretty well, I think.
Yeah?
I think I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm less kind of manic, which is good.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank God.
100%.
Thank you.
Jesus. Definitely.
Like, back in December, the dark days.
Dark ages, like? Man went prehistory.
It would have been dark at this time in December.
In a very consistent way, I'd walk up to one of you with about 3 snus in.
That's so true.
And just be shaking from the nicotine and just be like, lads, I'm having a bad day today. And then you'd be like, what's wrong? I'd tell you the most like mundane problem ever that's just not even real. Like, it's so irrational to be like, there's a dragon chasing me. Like, that kind of
thing.
And you'd be like, no, there's not, guys.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, in that time, again, and it did not help the fact that I was the, like,
Grumpy one.
Grumpy one.
We're both like caricatures of each other.
Yeah, of ourselves. Yeah.
You're just Jude.
I feel like let's say if and when you did have maybe like a dark side at any point.
Came out, yeah.
I don't know if we were both as close to you at the time. I know obviously like we were friends last year, but I feel like we didn't see each other for that little while. And but like I don't know if there's any time that you do have if Dark Jude comes out again, like
Venom symbiote, like,
oh my god, we are getting the best radio shows ever.
Oh my god.
Content will be through the roof.
Yeah.
Like, I love hearing you angry in that wee little voice of yours.
Like, do you realize the difference in the content in the podcast since we've been doing better?
First episode, nostalgia. Second one, anxiety.
Yeah. Now it's like the best days of our lives.
That's
so true. Yeah,
it's funny. Third podcast we did with the three of us, that was friendship, and I was miserable that day.
Oh my god, you were
not doing well.
You went mute.
You did. Bro got non-verbal at the function.
Bro went non-verbal at the podcast.
Honestly, man. No worse
place to do it. Like, I mean,
that podcast was like an hour and a half, and like you were silent for a third.
But when he talked, it mattered.
Yeah, when he talked, it was really mean.
That's
you know,
slightly different now.
Again, yeah. That's just where I was at the time. But
of course,
now we're living life, living la vida loca, my guys,
living large,
and living la vida loca. Is that a reference to something?
No, I'm just wanted to say, hey, Ricky Martin, we ain't giving him a platform.
I thought you were gonna play the song.
Well, no, he like you know, children, and so. Anyways, the next song we're going to, I have been saying I'm going to play Wonder Horse for the entire time that we've had this live
Wonder
show.
Wonder Horse and forget kids.
And
let's go.
I still haven't. So yeah, this is Leader of the Pack by Wonder Horse.
Enjoy.
Me.
The blood.
That was Leader of the Pack by Wonder Horse. I love that band with all my heart.
Background.
Yeah, they have a new song coming out tomorrow that they played when I saw them at Sam Fender, and I keep seeing videos.
That's coming out.
Yeah, that song that I keep showing you.
Is that the one you were at the gym and you're using a TikTok audio as music?
Yeah. That's how much I love the song. Wow. It's so good.
That's dedication. That's a fan.
It was really funny because when I told Alex, like, oh yeah, I'm listening to a TikTok audio, he got so worried. He was like, oh god, he's got Goggins in his ear or something.
Who's gonna carry the boat?
I thought it'd be like that one audio of that guy crying.
I know, yeah, Watson, like
jerk. Oh god.
Oh god,
that is what I'd imagine comes from Keane's headphones in the gym. What, your Eurovision? I've been in the gym with you. You put on Eurovision winners.
Yeah, that was more
in
for your
ear
benefit. I'm more Chili Peppers in the gym though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I texted you last night being like, Danny California
is a great song.
It's a great song, yeah. But they just said random words.
They just went
there is
it,
like, I don't know. Someone's father was a copper and mama was a hippie and something to do with California. Like, who is this?
I think it's best we don't try and analyze Red Hot Chili Pepper lyrics because they're really way too deep or nothing, like, you know?
Yeah, completely. Jude, what's your mix typically like?
For the gym, like,
for the gym, yeah, because you told me you listen to like Deftones and stuff. Like,
like mine jumps. It's like it would be like Deftones and then it's like Clairo. And it's, you know, it's like it jumps around.
Fantastic.
And then it'll be Taylor Swift, like, and
sometimes I listen to Code Alone in the gym.
Yeah, I think the worst. I think the worst one I ever did was not the whole song, but the piano solo of Another Love by Tom O'Dell.
Oh,
okay,
that is a TikTok audio.
Well, yeah, it is, but like, I was doing it before it became a thing.
Oh my god!
But and it's like the heavy, it's like you know that part, like the really heavy piano part. Yeah. I benched 100 kg like 10 times foot with that song in the back. So okay. give me my flowers. Who? Like,
asked.
Put her there. You want to come back here again? Do you? You want Grumpy Keane to return?
You're smiling when you say that. It's way too weird.
Like, you want me to go?
Man channels it.
Want me to go crazy? No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah. You want Grumpy Keane to come right back?
Mean if I want to be mean, okay?
Yeah, but like, you know, like, no more Mr. Nice Guy. You're like, all right, well, if I become cranky, I'm just hard to be around, aren't I?
So difficult to be around.
You're just like Alex on a given day.
Yeah.
Hard to be around?
Hard to be around. I don't care. Alex, hard to be around Redmond.
Okay, I love the way, like, we're talking about our mental health's improved so much and we're just bullying each other.
Yeah, but we can handle it now.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Like, every song break, I'm like, that was a joke, Ian.
Yeah, you need to stop disclosing that it was a joke
afterwards.
It's a joke, man.
You should do that, like, on a stand-up set. They'd love it. Because then they know when to laugh.
They're like, hey guys, that's a joke, by the
so
way.
So what's the deal with airplanes? That's a joke.
Jude?
Yes. Yes.
Please say something.
Jesus.
Okay.
Interesting.
Good. Yeah. Jude, what's going on with you? What's the summer holding for Jude, do you think?
Oh, that's
summer
a great question.
Jude, that's what it's going
to
be.
Summer of Jude. Yeah. That's an interesting way to put it. Like,
hot
I'm like,
Jude summer. Like,
I'm like some... No. Lee wouldn't be happy if I said hot Jude summer.
Well, like, hey, excuse me.
I'm going to be hot anyway.
You're hot always, okay?
Hot Jude season. Hot I don't know what that means, season. But... I don't know. Alex is talking about going to Copenhagen at some point.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
And then I have like 4 or 5 people that want me to go to Amsterdam with them. And I'm like,
don't go to Amsterdam, it's bad.
You wanted to go there with me. You're just trying to put me off so I don't go with anybody else.
Copenhagen's so much cheaper, though.
Yeah, but like,
okay,
go a couple of places.
Neither of us have been to Amsterdam, so at least.
Yeah. You're just
oh
so traveled.
Oh my god, we don't care that you've been. We want to go. It's
go.
Like being like, oh yeah.
You said you're coming.
Oh, yeah. Please embrace yourself.
Because we wouldn't go if you weren't coming.
I'm the trip organizer here and I'm uninvited somewhere.
Since when are you the trip organizer?
Because I'm the only person who said, lads, we should go somewhere this summer.
Yeah, but
I've said that 3 times.
Yeah, you're not going to do it.
Over the summer, I feel like Keane could text me, okay, can you get like 3 days off this next week? Flights are cheap and I'd do it. Whereas like, you're like, let's do it in 3 months in advance. And yeah, that issue is full, but... You know,
I'm a spontaneous person.
I don't know if you are. You're not spontaneous.
I am. I can put it in my diary. Like.
pencil it in.
I can pencil it in for tomorrow. Be spontaneous.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not much better either, but, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I do, I don't know, like, I just kind of say yes to things, don't I?
Say yes to heaven.
Okay.
Anyways.
So, how's your Easter break, lads?
Yeah, grand, didn't get up to much, really. I don't know, it's a weird thing, because I feel like getting into this kind of, like, final end of second year, it's a weird year, isn't it? It's just strange.
It's a weird one, because the workload just got so much more.
But then it got so much less, and now it's like, yeah. I don't even think it's at the high again. I think it's at the midpoint.
I'm at the high right now. Like,
I'm at a mid. I think relative to last year, and even at Christmas, like, I am actually at such a midpoint in terms of the workload. That's what I think anyways. Obviously, like, it could be.
I'm at that too, where I'm like, I have all my stuff coming up in the next, like, week and a half, 2 weeks. But I have no classes. Like, I'm finished now. And it's kind of like, that's crazy. That's our second year finished.
Yeah. One more year to go and we're graduated.
Whoa.
Wowza.
Don't say that.
Yeah. We should do an Erasmus just to prolong this.
Just cling to everything.
Yeah. Cling to the enjoyment of it, like, you know. Are you enjoying college, lads?
That's grand, like.
Yeah. What are you staring at?
It's grand, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I'm having great fun.
It has its ups and downs, because, like, you know, like, we think back at, like, okay, don't, like, shiver when I say it, but, like, circa December, February, remember those
don't shiver. Yeah.
Like, we think back, and it was, like, we had some bad times in those months.
I think my worst time in those months was when we went to that bar on College Road that I forget the name of, and, it, like, they have, like, Abbey Miller... Tavern. What is it?
The Abbey Tavern.
Yeah, is it? They have, like, Miller merchandise everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, there has to be Miller in here, and I brought you two there. Mm. And it was after something important, too. Something had happened.
We just did the resolutions one, yeah.
My God, we just did the resolutions full circle, and we went in, and I was like, three Miller, my man, barkeep. And then he was like, what? And he's like, we don't do that here. And I was like, okay, Guinness. And then he was like, yeah, okay.
And thanks. That was your low point.
That was my lowest point. I don't think I felt that bad ever.
Like, why are you advertising Miller if you don't have it, though? I don't get that.
Yeah, that should be like a
thing. In fairness, I don't think I had had Miller before, and I had it at one of my friends' 21st and, like,
a party. That's what you call
them. I mess with it, all right.
Yeah.
It's
good.
Yeah, I just, like, it's just a good beer, isn't it?
I seen an 18 pack in Lidl this morning, and I was
Lidl.
Like,
Lidl.
Aldi, whichever one it is.
Oh,
no,
Lidl.
Lidl. Whatever the Lidl. F it's called.
Lidl, like.
It's Lidl.
I don't care.
Shut up, little man.
Alright. Big little guy, are you?
You're a little boy.
Big little guy, huh? You know everything about little.
You wouldn't call Keem little, like, you know what I mean?
What?
Your arguments never make sense, man.
Yeah. I'm really bombing on my jokes today.
You're like, okay, man. Don't worry about it.
Well, yeah. You bombed on that one because you didn't say it was a joke after that. I didn't know that.
Okay. I overthink everything I say. It's insane.
Really? It doesn't sound like you. I mean, I guess.
Or do I?
You know, I think it'd be really nice if we could, if we could understand what Alex is thinking. If we could just read his mind.
Breaking out of this to start town. was Read My Mind by the Killers.
We're getting really good at the radio, Keane.
I think we are so good at the radio.
Do you remember us at the start? We were like, hey, welcome to No Source Needed.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really funny. I think one thing that a small thing that I've done that made, I feel like
make up your mind, sir.
A big fish in the first cardboard bleeding box, I tell you.
A big thing, a small thing though.
Yeah. Just saying the time. Like it's 38 minutes past 4, man. Isn't that crazy? I can just say that and people listen to the radio are like, huh.
And the weather is nice.
it's outside.
And
it's not in here. This room's ventilated. So Alex had a 21st birthday.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was amazing. It was so great of my life. No, I can't remember half of it, lads.
It was so good.
Okay, so I'll take you through the night because it's just hilarious.
He can't remember, but he'll take us through. Why don't we take
I
you
think,
through?
I think we're better to tell the story than you.
I want you to leave some details out.
No, we'll of course there's some details to leave out.
We'll censor ourselves.
Such as the nudity. We will leave that part out.
That time you punched the guy as well, that's not great.
Yeah, and you was throwing a glass at me. That was weird, man. I don't know what that was
that
about.
That wasn't great either.
Yeah. You said that I was your biggest regret, and I'm just like, seriously, man? Okay, sorry.
That was
happy
a bit
birthday.
Much.
And yeah. So basically, it starts off phenomenally.
It does.
I buy Alex a cookie.
It was amazing.
I bought him a goddamn cookie.
I was about
cookie.
Four beers in at this point as well.
I know, brilliant. Yeah. And I bring him a cookie and a pack of snus, and I say, happy birthday, buddy. And no, it was great. We got some, we had a lovely crowd there. I got to
pretty
chat.
Epic people.
I got to chat to Orla as well, and which
oh, that was
a pleasure
highlight,
as always.
Highlight of your birthday was seeing your family.
Yeah,
your mother to be specific.
Did you
great to meet her?
Did you meet his brothers?
I met one of them.
You would have met Charlie, I'd say. Charlie got there first.
I would have met. I shook his hand and said some unintelligible words into his ear. Some waffle, like, and then was like, nice to meet you, and he just kind of nodded, which is fair.
Dude, you tell the summary really funnily, so can you tell, like, the Godfather incident and all?
The Godfather incident?
Yeah. Huh? When I was, like, talking about the Godfather. So
it was like
not my actual godfather.
I was so confused. I was like, I met your godfather too? That's crazy.
Yeah. I know, nice of him to show
up. There was at one point where, so my girlfriend Leah was there. She was talking away to Shannon, who does the radio here as well.
Of UCC Talking Pictures.
Yeah, of UCC Talking Pictures. Keep that in mind. Okay. Of UCC Talking Pictures.
Let's really put, like, I put a cork in that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's
best
just
movie podcast I've heard. By the way.
Best Irish one, definitely. Yeah. You know? So she's, they're sitting there, they're talking. Leah and Shannon are talking. They're talking away. Alex comes in and he goes, have you ever seen The Godfather? Okay, at his birthday, his 21st birthday, he
now
decides
it is his birthday. He can do what he wants.
He can do what he wants. It's
his
party.
His party. He can do what he wants.
So he decided, let's talk about The Godfather. The Godfather 2.
Let's explain
it to these two girls that don't want anything to do with it.
Let us remember as well, if I'm not mistaken, Leah did a film course.
Yeah, she did one year in St. John's.
God.
Yeah, film course.
The same film course I did, buddy.
Yeah, she knows
the
her
year
movies.
Before.
Like, she knows what she's talking about.
You are like honestly, mansplaining is when a man is explaining something.
And, so Alex decides, I'm going to tell them about The Godfather because I bet they don't enjoy it as much as I do. Or
they don't enjoy it the right way.
And Alex starts to talk about it. And God loves the two of them because, Pearlie and Shannon, it was your birthday. They were smiling
they
at one
say
another,
to you.
But they didn't really want to.
Like, if it was just another Saturday night, then, like,
it was, you know, they'd brush you off. But poor Alex decides, you know what? They don't know enough about The Godfather. Let me fill them in.
And you know what? I guess in Alex's eyes, they didn't.
They didn't. And,
okay, but in context of my, because we didn't actually say this, I wasn't just acting like this. I did not buy one pint the whole night, and there was about 20
you
people
started
there.
To give them away at one point.
20 people there.
Yeah, that was great. I stopped. At one point, I stopped paying for pints because Alex couldn't physically handle anymore.
That was awesome.
My dad told me at one point, I was just sitting at the table looking at four full pints.
You were? Oh, God, I can remember that.
Yeah.
Four beamers, like, just staring.
Another thing. I was in.
Staring a hole in you.
I went up to Shannon and said to her, we should do a podcast about The Godfather.
Oh, and, my.
And then I said, without Keane.
I think I offered to do a few podcasts without Keane as well. I don't know why this was a common reoccurrence. But
it's just the radio theme at the party, I think. And we were just like, podcast?
We weren't really going to be like, oh, can we do a podcast without Alex at his birthday? It would have been a bit mean.
True,
you know?
True.
But yeah, so he just started to mansplain his love for The Godfather onto these two poor people. And
with a grand enough knowledge of film as it is,
yeah,
like, no more than the average person, like,
you know? Way more.
So there's a chance they know about the lore of the best movie of all time. You know?
Oh dear,
so
God!
Funny. So funny.
Started 21st, my 21st year off with a bang.
There was pizza. Your next duty. Oh yeah, and I suppose we can say this now because going back to when did you book it? Like 2 weeks prior?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were recording that day.
Yeah.
And Alex was like, I booked my 21st today. And he goes, I pre-ordered way too many pizzas. I got like five margaritas and five not margaritas.
Man, I watched Fionbaras. Chris eat two.
Yeah, he went to Fionbaras and that pizza, the other pizza he got was called the Fionbaras.
I watched Chris eat two.
Chris ate two whole pizzas.
Chris Kent of Ether and Reserve so Rehab ate both of them like an absolute champion.
Yeah, I ran into him. No, I didn't run into him. I was with him.
Did you run into him? Is he okay?
Hey,
that was a joke, by the way.
Like a week later,
Redmond fashion.
At a function, and he was like, "Your 21st was class, man." I was like, "I ate two whole pizzas." That was his own.
That was the best part. I think he left after.
Oh god! But, speaking of them, speaking of Chris, saw Reserve Rehab last Thursday in Red Zeppelin's. They were awesome.
How were they?
They always are.
Yeah,
I haven't been, but
and
I assume so.
Yeah, and I think they got like new like sound equipment in Fred's too, so they sounded even better. Honestly, it was one of their best sets I think they've done in a while.
Fred's in so long.
When was the last time you went to? Oh, sure. You would have gone like semester one.
Like I think you could have been there. Like to be honest,
no, we never been there together. I don't think. We only went for our first pint together like last summer after having met like a month and a half into college.
There was.
So did we, to be fair.
Well, yeah,
okay,
but like,
okay, is this a competition? Somebody's jealous.
Well, yeah, but like, I feel like there was a bit more, let's say, let's call it a distance between you and I at the time than myself and Jude.
Yeah,
that was my issue.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But
it was mine as well. Surprisingly enough, it was both of our issues. It wasn't Keane's. Who would have thought?
I know, yeah. This feels nice. I could get used to this.
I'd say it's time for another song break if we want to get another one in.
I think we should do that. This is, Jude, would you like to introduce it?
It's Shark Smile by Big Thief.
The thief is big.
Over.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody? Oh, that's a great tune.
Yeah, underrated.
Underrated, man. Anyways, yeah, so what's new, guys?
We asked that already.
Since about 3 minutes ago?
Since 3 minutes and 14 seconds ago.
I was going to say 12. Two off.
You're all right, man.
Okay, lads, better.
Let's look back at ourselves this time last year. How have we progressed?
This time last year?
Let us think. End of the year, first year. End of the year, second year. How do you think?
Believe it or not, Alex definitely does not doubt himself as much, I think. I think that's a big one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you've definitely come a little bit away from that, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Which is good.
No,
it's
not.
It's normal to do. It's normal to do as well, yeah. But you're definitely...
More relaxed.
You're more relaxed. You're more, nice. You know... It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of myself.
Keen is like, just generally happier, surely?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, compared to this time last year, because the way I looked at it, when I finished first year, like when I sent in that last assignment, it was like an English assignment. I think it was EN1004. You remember that, Jude?
Which one was that?
That was the one that had like all eco-criticisms.
Oh, but the one that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, the one that we hated.
Yeah.
The reason that none of us do English anymore.
The exact reason.
But yeah, I think it was one of those assignments. And oh my God, I remember just like kind of, doing it and just kind of feeling like, okay, that's the first time I've ever finished anything in my life. Because like properly at least. Because like I graduated school in 2021. I didn't do a leaving cert. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
imagine.
I know, tough
for some.
Like, but it was this weird thing. I had this chip on my shoulder to finally, you know, do something properly and like fully.
Yeah.
And I hadn't done that, and I feel like I'll be less proud of it this time around because I expected more. I won't be as surprised by it, I guess.
Can we talk about the fact that, like, at one point we didn't think you were making a past semester one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
no,
did.
Genuinely,
and,
though.
And you got a... What? You got a 1-1?
Yeah.
You got a 1-1. I had a 2-1 average with...
2-1 average with a 1-1.
With a 1-1 in, like, one or two... Things,
yeah, that's amazing.
Like, this man had a lot of stuff in lit.
Okay, in my defense, I got one of those appealed, and the other one was just so sick it didn't matter.
You appealed one?
Huh?
You appealed one?
I was able to get one appealed, yeah. The first one. No, because to be fair, that I remember it was like, we had like, I think, it was... We had two assignments, two history assignments due on the same day in semester
one. We did.
One.
It was...
Was that October? That was October. Was that like late October, early October? Or no, it was September.
It was just before
mid-October.
It was start of October.
No.
5th of October?
Yeah. Around that. I think it was.
5th was the... Like date we had to put it in by.
So we're starting around.
That
September. Was the two that we had together, yeah. And then I think I had another two.
You had quite a bit.
I had another two that day, and I remember 2 weeks later is when I got that one in, but I was able to get that appealed.
I spent 2 weeks on one of them and then spent an hour in the other. Guess which one I did better in?
The hour.
Yeah.
Don't know how that works, but
it just works like that sometimes. You put less time into it, you do better. Like I put like 2 weeks into that assignment too. That was my worst assignment this year.
But like it just shouldn't be the case.
God, yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
If you have too much time to think about it, I think you can just...
You kind of mull over and then you're kind of repeating yourself and you're saying kind of the same things. Like,
Do you remember our core module of semester one? We'll get into specifics of it, the course content anyways. God. But that was fun for... I mean, I thought it was grand. Like, for what it's worth. They were, so for reference, the two lads, and like, bless them, about 2 weeks on that both of you spent.
Yeah.
Like you thought it was a while that you took
in
that.
It was a heavy essay.
It wasn't
2,500 words. It was 2,500 words, something that you need to think about.
It was a tough question, yeah.
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 I did it in 6 hours.
Yeah. And I remember because I was just looking over mine, seeing if there's anything spelt wrong, and you were like, okay, it's time to get cracking. We were at the bottom floor of the bull, and you were like, I was like, what? You were like, oh, I'm about to start it. And I was like, oh, Kian. I was like, I need so much stuff to do at this time as well.
Well, okay, I had that and a 4,000 word essay due as well, which
you got a 1-1 in, by the way.
Which I finished the day previous.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it works.
Academic sleeper build.
That's exactly what
Kian is.
If you studied, you'd have a Nobel Prize.
Really annoying.
Oh god, yeah.
Good thing he doesn't.
I know, yeah. Lucky for you two.
Good thing this.
I'm not doing that. Wrong with
him. Okay. Well, you've come a long way from that. You've done a lot in that. And
yeah, what can I say?
We're proud of you for it.
Oh, thanks, lads.
No, guys, how am I so much better? What's my turn? My turn.
Okay, you. Compared to this time last year.
Yeah.
I want to say.
You met me.
You now have a girlfriend.
No, I would have had a girlfriend back then.
Were you going out at the time, this time last year?
You weren't.
Yeah, you were. Were you? Were you?
Wait, we're talking about semester one. No, last year.
Sorry. I was thinking of last year. Yeah.
Oh, no, last year. No, I would.
Let's talk about semester one because it's more relevant, though.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, semester one. Yeah, I mean, like you've been grand, man. Like, I, honest to God, you've had more of your stuff together than me and Alex combined at any given point of this year, to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe, like, I don't know, maybe there's more of a level playing field because, again, we all have grown and done so well with ourselves, but, like, I don't know. But it's, like, it's a weird one because, you know, there's just a lot of stuff happening at the minute, you know?
There is.
A certain someone is going up for his Schmiede nomination.
Schmiede time.
Did you ever hear of a rival fallacy?
Rival fallacy. Explain.
I think that's what it's called. I'll explain anyway.
Like, isn't that? Didn't I make that up?
No.
No time for the bit.
Rival fallacy.
It's zero time for the bit.
Definitely like Plato or something.
So it's like a thing where you set out to do all these goals, you work hard at it, and you actually get to it, and you feel underwhelmed.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. So I kind of feel like that right now.
Do you think that's kind of like it's a similar thing to like imposter syndrome?
No, because I feel like.
That was a harsh no.
But yeah, a little bit, I think. Like, it's just like...
Because I feel like the weight of the reward can't be... You can't feel it if you don't feel like you deserve the reward, you know?
Yeah, like finding it hard to get excited about it, like...
Yeah.
You're not excited, but you're not miserable, and I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But I thought I'd be, like, way happier about it.
I mean, like, look, it's something that, like... Things don't really kind of hit you until afterwards, you know?
True.
And like I said, like, it's just a matter of, like, again, like I said earlier, you know, you deserve to be in that room, at the very least. And I mean that, you little numpty.
Oh, they just kissed in the studio. And they were boys.
And they were best friends.
I ain't seen two pretty best friends.
Yeah, so that's my downer part, but other than that, like
Diner
going into this year.
I know her. Hey!
And that was a joke. Alex Redmond moment. Yeah.
Oh god.
Hey, lads. No, going into this year, I've had these goals, and I think I got them done. So I'm happy about that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You deserve that, my man.
Yeah.
I feel like that there's just kind of like, because you know everyone puts pressure on themselves to do that thing, whatever that thing is, and like you did it. You know what I mean? You put your name forward, you did the interview, which God help you for doing that, like, you know. And I don't know, and I feel like everyone kind of goes in has different goals in this and that, like, I mean, hey, I mean, myself anyways, I was just trying to keep my head above water for a little while, so.
And it's well above now.
Yeah,
what can I say?
Oh,
he's on the diving board now.
He's on the diving board. He's just about to plunge. That's a terrible metaphor, Alex. Get better at this.
I'm about
to
drown, my
come
man.
On Alex. Come on, he should be on the bench with a towel warming up again. That's where he's at now.
He's in the steam room right now.
That man,
he doesn't steam room
with us.
Oh. Yeah, that's
petition for Keane to come to the steam room.
I'm not going to the steam room with you.
One of these, like,
have you seen Top Gun? Have you seen Top Gun?
No, but we steam together, and you seem to watch a lot of Top Gun and Roadhouse, and that says a lot about you.
Okay,
like, just steam.
Okay, I've watched Roadhouse. I've watched two Roadhouses once.
Like, Jude and I be cuddling in the steam room. It's great.
And what?
I don't know what to do with that information. Just take a shower, man. Oh my god.
Take a shower after the steam room.
You steam first.
The steam room is not a wash.
What is it for?
It's for relaxation. I'm perfectly relaxed. Why do you think that I
need
to be any better than I am?
Oh, what a chaotic show this has been.
What a chaotic show this has been. We're at 58 minutes, man.
Wow.
I suppose that's what happens when you lose out on five.
Guys, I hope we're able to take away from your stress of exam season and distract you with our own little stuff for
a little
hour.
Chaos here and there.
Because everyone has something else going on at the minute. Things just happen to coincide and clash with each other
For the first time, we can all say we're all in a good place. So I'm going to tell every listener, the one listener we have, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be fine.
You'll get there.
And all again, in time.
If we can get there, you can get there. That's all I'm saying.
All right, guys. One of you get the last word and like, I don't care.
I think it's me.
Nope, it's me. Alice, congratulations on your S-Media.
Congratulations.
On your S-Media nomination. This one also goes out to you.
There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gonna celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Celebration. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.